So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latter, hope you're well today. So, let's talk about this cost of living crisis. I just wanted to put my take on this. And if you've got any questions, got any comments, obviously just stick them in the box down below and we'll see what you've got to say and answer any replies and so on. So, context is key on this cost of living crisis. Now, what do I mean by that? So, first up, when we're talking about context, it really means what's the situation surrounding maybe your particular issue with the cost of living or society's particular issue with the cost of living. And so when we talk about context, like, you haven't got a problem with the cost of living crisis. You've got a problem with the fact that you're not earning enough money. That's really the problem. Let's put it into proper context for what it is. And so when we listen to people and they say things like, well, I don't want to be rich, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be happy. Like, everybody wants to be happy, rich or poor, right? But when we talk about money, we go, I just want to be comfortable. But those people who are choosing to be comfortable will never be comfortable because inflation is built into the system. You're not going to get away from inflation. You're not going to get away from prices increasing constantly. That's not how society is built. The whole financial systems are not built around zero inflation. Financial systems are built around inflation. They print money every day of every year for the last couple of hundred years, however long we've had money for, official money. So that's the problem. It's not that your gas bills have gone up £500. I mean, one of my gas bills gone from 197, I think, to like £460 on a four-bed HMO, a minimo, as we call them. So, like, is that the problem? Or is it the fact that now I just need to put rents up? Yeah, the fact is now I need to put rents up. It's not the gas and electricity prices per se. Like, also, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying and I'm not ignoring the fact that these electricity bills and these gas prices and inflation at 10% and rental inflation at 10% is going up. Not denying that at all. But what I'm saying is that the problem that if you're struggling with that right now, and it might be that you're not struggling with it, it's just the fact that you can't believe it and it's like, my goodness me, just ridiculous. And you're absolutely right. But there's a lot of people out there right now that are struggling. And I would suggest to them that it's not the fact that energy bills have gone up. It's the fact that you're not earning enough money, haven't continued with continuous education, haven't increased your sales skills, or not sales skills, but your skilling. You haven't upskilled in anything. Or you've just been treading water for the last 20 years and your skills are no longer needed to keep place where you are. Let's take Uber drivers as a really good example. Uber drivers, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, you won't be getting an Uber driver with your Uber. It will just be the car and nobody in it. That's people treading water for 10 years going, well, I can drive, which is brilliant, very useful. You know, today, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in 10 or 20 years, when the Tesla HGV's turning up, you know, robots are taking the cans out of the back to put into the local cafe. You know, washroom assistants. I saw a video last week where there was a robot and it cleaned the entire thing in like less than half an hour. Just phenomenal, right? So getting this into context, I think, is really, really important, which leads me very nicely onto the next bit, which is about having a better offense. And by the way, I say the words offense and defense like I'm American. I can't help it. I played basketball for, 35 years. Great defense. I can't help that, right? So better offense. What does better offense look like? Better offense looks like your ability to increase your earning potential. Better offense in this context is your ability to increase your earning potential. And if you've not got the ability to increase your earnings potential, might be that you work in a bar. Wonderful. We definitely need people who work in bars. However, how skilled is that relative to other things, relative to other people, relative to other jobs? Not that skilled. Do you need experience? Yeah. Is it something with someone with no experience can do? Yeah, it kind of is. Like, you know, when you start a job as a bar person, how much training really do you need? A couple of hours? Is it 20 hours? No. Is it interchangeable? Is that job interchangeable? The cleaners interchangeable? Yeah, pretty much. Do we need cleaners and bar people? And are they key workers? Yeah, 100%. Did we clap for them? Yeah, we totally clap for them. Do we pay them well? Do we bollocks? And so your ability to earn more money is limited possibly by the job that you're doing. And look, you know, I'm not here to say whether it's fair or whether it's unfair or whether it's right or it's wrong. I'm just here to say that's how it is and that's how life is. And you can complain about that on Twitter, and I see it constantly. Lower paid people should be paid well, and I agree, right? But we don't live in that world where I agree and suddenly that is so, and neither do you. We live in a world where, you know, if you die tomorrow, your boss has got a new person starting that job next week. You know, we don't live in that world anymore. And did we ever live in that world? We're animals at the end of the day, and we're vicious, and, you know, money changes people, and we're so detached. What's the word? Well, I'll use detached from everybody else right now, especially because we've got virtual media and social media. And, you know, if someone dies on Twitter, you're like, oh, well. But someone dies in front of your face, it's completely different because you're physically there. Like, this is just the world that we live in. So the only way around this is to start playing some better offense. And the only way to start playing some better offense is work out what you want to do. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What skill sets will get you there? How much money do you want to earn, or how much money do you need to earn in order to not just survive, but move yourself to a position where you can actually thrive and do really well for yourself? Being comfortable is... might have been fine in the 1980s when house prices weren't a ridiculous multiple of income like they are today. We don't live in the 80s, guys. It's 2022. The world is a shit tip. And it's a dog-eat-dog shit tip at the very best right now. Like, we are seeing the very worst of humanity, from governments all the way down. From coronavirus and pandemic, people not masking up because it doesn't affect them, but it affects people with weakened immune systems. They don't really care about that. Like, you know, as society's moving forward, we're getting to see more and more and more of the worst of human society. And it's dreadful, quite frankly. But it's not going to change, right? It's simply not going to change. And so the only change that you can make right now is to change yourself. And the way to do that, get skilled up, apply for more jobs, apply upwards. Look at Rishi and Liz Truss right now. If we're ever an example of people applying for jobs that they are in no way qualified for, the current Prime Minister debate situation is really valid, I feel. Like, if they can do that, I'm just going to go be a rocket scientist or a surgeon or something, because it's just beyond ridiculous. Completely unqualified and yet going for a top job. If they can do it, you sure as hell can go do that. You don't need to stay on the same level. And people go, yeah, but people need cleaners. And you're right, the people coming through will fill those jobs at the bottom while you're going upwards. And as you're heading upwards, other people will fill in the jobs underneath you. Don't feel that being poor or being in poverty in some way is admirable. It's not admirable, right? I don't believe that it is. I believe that you should be going out and being able to look after your family and earn enough money. There's no admiration in poverty. And if you do well financially, it just means that you can give back, gives you more choices to help more people. And so that's what we're talking about when we talk about better offense. It's time to make that happen, folks. I don't care what you have to do to get there, but you need to start moving forwards and having better offense, which then leads us to better defense. So I wrote a post this morning on social media. Excuse me. And we're talking about better defense, which is like, have you got a budget? Like, on my budget, I know, for example, how much money is coming into the account every day. I know how much money is going out of the account. And I keep a running total so I can see what our cash flow looks like at any one point, and that can help me with decisions. So if I want to go out and buy a £400 thing, I can delete £400 off the running total and see what that looks like for the end of the month, for example. I can also see what that's going to look like next month and next month and next month to see what the impact is of all that. And so this is better defense. If you've not got a budget on a spreadsheet, now is the time to do it. And people say to me, oh, but Dan, I don't know how to use Excel. And you wonder why you've got problems. Yeah, you're wondering why you're skint and you've got no money. You don't know how to use Excel. Like, this should be a basic, you know, it's 2022, guys. It's not, it's like me saying, I don't know how to use a pencil back in the 70s when I was at school. This is basic stuff. Oh, well, I'm not very good at IT. Well, better get yourself on a goddamn course then, because you need to be, you know, whose fault is that? Like, who's to blame? Oh, it's the school's fault. It's not the school's fault. It's your fault. Learn how to do a spreadsheet. Learn how to do a budget. These are the things. Well, it's not my fault I don't know how to do a spreadsheet. Whose fault is it? I didn't get taught at school. I didn't get taught loads of stuff at school. All the stuff I did get taught at school, I didn't need. Cosines and sins on calculators for scientific... That came in useful. Thanks for that. I didn't need it, right? But it's down to me to learn how to do the stuff that I need to do that will move me forward in a way that can generate me cash, save me some money, look after my future, look after my kids' future, and so on. It's nobody else's fault than your own if you don't know how to do this. And people are like, oh, well, Dan, can you spend 10 minutes and just show me how to do it? No. There's YouTube, there's Google. Other people will do that for you. You don't need help with that from people like me. That's what Google is for. That's what YouTube is for. Go and find a way of doing it. How to make a budget. How to use a spreadsheet. Well, I can't afford a spreadsheet. It's Google Sheets. Type it in. It's free of charge. There's, what's the one I use? LibreOffice rather than Word, right? I use that. It's on my PC here. But I also use Notepad and I also use Google Sheets, which is free of charge anyway, right? So you don't even need to pay for this stuff. But saying you can't do it because you don't know how to do it is reckless at best. And so you need to learn how to create a budget so that you can check into a budget every single day and you can cash flow forecast that budget to see, are you going to have any money left at the end of the month? So if you get paid £2,000 this month and your expenditure is £2,001, you've got a problem at the end of this month. You need to find that extra pound from somewhere, even if it's borrowing it from your mum and dad. Just lend us a quid, stick it in your bank account. Now at least you've broke even, right? That's where it is. And then cutting back on a coffee here and saving £5 on your weekly shop, that all adds up every week. That's £20. It's not a huge amount, obviously. Over a year, it's what, £240? Not a huge amount, but it's a little bit. And this is where you getting responsibility for where you are right now is really vital. You've got to understand where you are. That's the context. You've got to play better offense, which means earning more money. And you've got to play some good defense, which means understanding where you are right now in the game that we call life. You've got to understand that. And then just finally on this, and then we'll leave it there. I'm just missing some data off my thing here. But anyway, just finally on this is you're going to have to get this plan. Like we've been talking about this. We've been doing podcasts for 6 or 7 years now. We've been talking about having a plan. For all of them, right? Like every podcast probably talks about having some kind of plan. And in fact, I've just, we've got our to-do list. I've just created some new ones, which we just printed out. And so on these, we've got plans, right? And this then gets put onto our calendar. So we've got top priorities, we've got a to-do list, we've got reminders, and then we've got daily marketing, which reminds me, what the heck am I supposed to do every day? Like that's a plan. It's on paper. It's on my desk. It's right there in front of me. So if I wake up one morning, I go, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do today. I go, oh, okay, let's do some daily marketing. Go live, done that, doing that, right? This is what this is. Long form copy, done that. Uploaded the copy of that to WordPress, done that. Emailed list, yeah, done that. We might not do that every day. And recorded a portrait video for Insta. Haven't done that yet. Like, that's a plan. It reminds me what I'm supposed to do. If you're holding it in your head, it's not enough. You're going to forget, or you're going to purposefully, consciously forget. I forgot about that. No, you didn't forget, you just didn't want to do it. It's on the plan. If I don't do the record portrait video, it's not done, is it? I'm failing at the plan. And then if I look back in 12 months and I haven't done any of them and I have failed, I know that it's because I didn't execute the plan properly. But you've got to have a plan to execute in the first place. And the plan should be, how are you going to make some more money? How are you going to cut back costs? Like, just going back to a better defense, that spreadsheet will tell you how much money you're spending every single month, and it will tell you where you need to make some cuts. So if you're spending £150 on food every single month, but you've got a shortfall of £55 every single month, you need to cut that food bill down to £95. Your spreadsheet will tell you that. That's part of you playing better defense. And then you go, well, I don't want to do that. Well, great. Now you need to go out and find £55 from somewhere. How many cars are you going to wash for that at £2.50 each? Or five, and now it's inflation, right? Is that 11 cars? Then that's what you go do. Because your spreadsheet will tell you how to do it. Your plan will tell you how to do it. And so the plan is really, really important. All right. I hope that's useful. Good old Dan rant there. Felt like I've not done that for quite some time. I hope you find that useful and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.